Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. Have you ever been real thirsty? Not just a little thirsty, I mean the tongue dragging, mouth hanging kind of thirst, make it feel like you got a lot of cotton in your mouth thirst. What activity do you do that creates the greatest thirst? When you're really thirsty, what do you grab to quench the thirst? Is it water? Is it Gatorade? Is it Powerade? Is it a soda or a pop? Is it water? Have you ever found yourself like the guy in the old Pepsi commercial? You know, the one where he keeps feeding his dollar bills into the Pepsi machine and the machine keeps sending it back? I think our machines do that sometimes. It's frustrating it is to be so close to a drink when you are so thirsty, but to not be able to get to it. Have you ever experienced that? All of mankind are thirsty. And I'm not talking about a physical thirst. I'm talking about a spiritual thirst, a strong, consuming, and deep desire within our souls. We are all thirsty for something greater than ourselves, for something more than what we already have. We are thirsty for something that we feel is missing in our lives. But God tells us in Ecclesiastes 3:11 that He has sent eternity in the hearts of men. Listen. God has placed within the heart of every human being a deep desire, a powerful thirst that screams to be satisfied, a thirst for relationships, a thirst for meaning, a thirst for purpose, a thirst for love, a thirst for acceptance, a thirst for significance, and a thirst for peace, and a thirst for contentment, and so on and so on. But I want to ask you a simple question. Do you thirst for a relationship that will truly and always satisfy you? Do you thirst for meaning? Do you thirst for love? What about peace? Do you thirst for contentment? Do you thirst for a purpose in your life? Don't be thirsty on people. Are you satisfied where you are in life? Join me tomorrow as we continue to discuss how we don't have any satisfaction. Don't be thirsty on people, places, and things. Be thirsty for Christ. Until next time, live your life to the fullest, laugh through the ups and downs, and love others as Christ loves you.